me on.
Well, thank you for being here. Do you think we do need a Defense of Religions Act?
I think that given the events of the last number of years, the court actions that have occurred in so many different ways under charter challenges, under just simply taking people to court under human rights tribunals and so on, that we need some clarification. And if we accept the legislation as it is right now, we need some clarification of who can say what and who can't say what, just to confirm what the freedoms of religion that we're going to maintain in this country.
And when the current law on gay marriage says if you are citing scripture, you're covered. And if it's from the pulpit, you're covered. But if you're walking around with a sign saying God said marriage is a sin, mm-hmm. and you're not citing scriptures and you're not a religious leader and you're not saying it from the pulpit, you're marching around with a sign, well, that's hatred.
And that needs to be clarified. I mean, we see the issue right now with marriage commissioners in various different provinces. And I realize that's a provincial jurisdiction. However, it all falls under the same umbrella. Are those commissioners, if they feel that they are personally opposed to gay marriage, going to be forced to marry gay couples or not? Are they able to bow out of that without repercussions that come back on that? Perhaps loss of job is the ultimate case as well. Can individuals talk in their homes of their opposition to something without fear that it is hate-mongering? And so, given today's society, we need to have some clarifications on who's able to say what at different times.
Including for teachers?
I think that falls into that category as well, whether it's under gay marriage or not.
I'm thinking here, for example, of a parochial mm-hmm. religious school, mm-hmm. Whether it's it might be a Muslim school, might mm-hmm. be a Christian school, mm-hmm. might be a school operated by the Hindu faith, mm-hmm. where they have particular, the Sikh faith, mm-hmm. where they have particular mm-hmm. beliefs on homosexuality, mm-hmm. Should the teacher be allowed to express those beliefs in the classroom, to describe those faith-based beliefs in the classroom?
I think that's a very good question. It's one that I don't believe is clarified under the current legislation of C-38 or the Marriage Act. The Defense of Religions Act, or DORA, as it's been nicknamed by the broad media, needs to clarify some things like that. And remember, it's as you indicated in the preamble, it's a two-stage effect. If the vote that is pending on whether gay marriage will be reopened again fails, and the numbers are very close, it seems to tilt one way that it will fail. But it's very, very close at this time. Whether some people abstain or whether they change their mind in the coming days or weeks, that could tip the scale itself. That being said, though, who's able to say what is a very important issue.
I would assume that you welcome this news story on the front page of The Citizen today, because those people who say all the religious freedoms you need are protected under the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, mm-hmm. We'll have a difficult time, it seems to me, arguing that these Christian evangelical schools that are operating in the province of Quebec, where they refuse to teach sex education mm-hmm. except in the context of biology mm-hmm. and the belief in abstinence, and that the reason for sex is creation mm-hmm. of life, mm-hmm. that's God's plan mm-hmm. for sexuality is the creation of life. That they refuse to teach it, just as here's a condom, put this on when you're mm-hmm. going to have sex, and here's a pill, you better take this. Mm-hmm. If you're 13 or older, you better take this pill. They refuse to teach that. Mm-hmm. And now they're being told they're going to have to close their schools because they are insisting on teaching abstinence and biology as opposed to sex education as prescribed by the Quebec mm-hmm. Ministry of Education.
Mm-hmm. There's a very interesting principle at work there, and it comes back to the overall theme of state and religion. Are we able to abstract ourselves out at some point and say, this is not what I believe, this is something I'm going to teach my children in a different way? Many parents, I would assume, in those schools, and I'm not familiar with this school in particular, would say the teaching of procreation, the teaching of sex education, is something that I wish to do in my family. It's there's some values and tenets that I subscribe to, and therefore I wish to teach my children that way. There's an interesting parallel right now that there's a Logos school system in Edmonton that actually the Edmonton School District has made a decision about 10 or 15 years ago to have a number of different schools within their public school system. There are schools that are all-girls schools. There are schools that are based around sports. There are schools that are based around the trades. And there are 10 or 12 Christian schools within the public school system. And what they've found, actually, is that many of the parents involved are sending their children to the public school system, or to the Christian school within the public school system, because they like the values. They personally may not be Christians, but they know that if they send their child to that particular school, they know what the values and tenets are that are going to be taught there.
Well, as an example, our son goes to the Catholic school system here in Ontario. When it came time to them for them to discuss Darwinian theory of evolution, one of the projects that the students had was to discuss the Darwinian theories in the context of Genesis and the teachings of creation. God created heaven and earth.
Right.
And so their project, their academic project, was to compare evolution and the theory of evolution to what they believe through their faith is the way in which God created heaven and earth. And they discussed whether it was allegorical, whether it ought to be taken literally, et cetera, et cetera. Now, they had the opportunity to learn that, discuss it, debate it, make speeches on it, charts, et cetera, et cetera. It's my understanding that that is not even a part of the program in the public school system, that you're taught the theory of evolution according to Darwin, and this is it.
Right. That's my understanding as well. And I know that my children are almost through the public school system here in Ottawa now. But for a number of years, we homeschooled our children prior to moving to Ottawa for some of the reasons of we just didn't like all the things that went on in the public school system. And we felt that we could entrench some values and a foundation of life into them prior to them entering into the public school system. But you're quite right that the theory of evolution, which you know scientists will admit is a theory, is not often taught as a theory. It's often taught as the only option that is in there in science. Now, there are creationists that would cite equally valid archaeological and historical documents that go with that as well. Scripture certainly be a part of that. The bottom line is, you and I don't know how it really happened. You know, I have a faith perspective on that, but can I prove it? No, I can't. Nor can the Darwinians prove their system as well. We know what happened. You know, you and I are here and we're talking on the radio right now, but how we came to be? I can't answer that, and that's something I'm willing to simply accept on faith that we're here.
Well, it seems to me that the school system ought to be open to discussing with its student population the other theories that have been put forward. Creationists have many different theories.
You Absolutely.
Know, are we talking about a day, literally, or are we talking an age?
Right.
You know, are we talking a million years
or 24
one day?
Hours.
Yeah.
Right.
So even among creationists, there is debate, discussion,
Absolutely.
And argument.
Absolutely.
And for those of us who follow the Roman Catholic faith, there's been great debate within the Roman Catholic Church, in fact.
Both on the Protestant and the Catholicism side, there's great debate on how that actually happens and comes to be. And you know, is a day 1,000 years or is it 24 hours as we know it today?
Well, it seems to me that a provincial government that says, well, you're not allowed to discuss that. You will put forward the Darwinian theory of evolution as the truth, as the ultimate truth, is a very dangerous board of education.
It takes away the option and choice of parents in the school system to support a particular school system that they're endorsing. And the lack of choice is something that I think we need to be very concerned about.
Well, and it goes further. I mean, you look at the long list of the things that we are going to try to discuss this morning, whether it's gay marriage or abortion or sex education, wearing of a condom. Here, go have sex if you want to. The condom's in the glove box.
Mm-hmm.
Or here's a pill. You're over 13 years of age. You should be on the pill, dear.
Mm-hmm.
That approach is inappropriate for some families and some parents.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we have at least one Ministry of Education that says in the province of Quebec, yeah, it's inappropriate for us as well. And if you don't teach it the way we've told you to teach it, we're going to close your school.
Right.
Then you do need a protection for religious freedom.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we'll take a break and we'll take calls.
Okay.
Because I have a feeling there will be some people who will argue against the point of view that you and I have just discussed here, because obviously we're in some agreement. The number to call is 521-TALK, 521-8255 or *580 on CFRA. Are you in favor of some sort of Defense of Religions Act that would permit the teaching of religious beliefs? And how far are you allowed to go in allowing the preaching of faith when it opposes the program of the government of the day? Hope you'll call 521-TALK, 521-8255. Dave Quist is here. He's my guest, Institute of Marriage and the Family Canada. Now, Shelley's going to check the 5-day forecast.